The question was asked, we know we make blessings in the morning about our ability to see, our ability to stand, right? Pokeach Ivrim, Matira Surim, Zokef Kefufim. So we make blessings over many different things, blessings that we have in our life, right? Shelo Asani Aved, Hashem didn't make me into a slave. Hanotin Neyef Koach, Hashem gives those who are tired strength. So we make blessings over the different blessings in our life. That's called Birkot HaShachar. So the question was asked, person who wakes up in the middle of the night, can they make all these blessings? So in general, with regards to these blessings, there are two approaches. The Shulchan Aruch goes with the approach of the Rambam, where if you didn't run into any of these, don't make the blessing. According to Rambam, if you didn't hear a rooster, don't make the blessing. If a person didn't wear a belt, so then he wouldn't make a blessing. If a person wasn't wearing a yarmulke or a hat, he wouldn't make a blessing. If a person isn't going to walk today, a person, God forbid, is bedridden, so then, according to the Rambam, they wouldn't make the blessing. So Shulchan Aruch says, say the words of the blessings without Hashem's name. We Ashkenazim, we go like the Rama. And to the best of my understanding, I have never seen Sfardim who go like the Shulchan Aruch in this. I've never seen a Sfardi who doesn't make the blessing on Atenla Sechvivi Na, just because there are no roosters in Shul. Maybe they had a rooster at home, but I don't think so. So to the best of my understanding, Sfardim also don't go like the Shulchan Aruch in this. Their custom, it seems, in this is like the Rama. I've asked people, and I haven't gotten clear answers. That's my impression. So the Rama says, we don't make the blessing over the specific thing that you saw. It's not the rooster you saw. We make the blessing over the way Hashem made the world. And so you don't have to wait till you hear a rooster crow to make the blessing on Aten Nasechvivina. Now, the way the Gemara describes the blessing, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch begins, Ksheyeo Mishnato, when a person wakes up, he'll say, Lokai Neshama Shenatatabi, Hashem, thank you for giving me a pure soul. When a person hears the rooster, right, he's just getting up, he's hearing the rooster, he'll make the blessing, Anoten Lasechvivina. When he gets dressed, he'll make the blessing, Malbish Arumim. When he wipes off his eyes from his sleep, so then he's going to make the blessing, Pokeach Ivrim. When a person sits up, he's going to make the blessing, Matir Asurim. Hashem released us from bondage. He's going to stand up. He'll make the blessing, Zokeif Kifufim. He puts his feet down on the ground. He'll say, Rokah Haaretz Alamayim. So there is an ideal state to make your blessings that way. For most of us, it's not so relevant when we wake up. Most of us need to use the facilities. We need to wash our hands. We're not in a state where we can make the blessings like this. But at any rate, we all agree it would be better to make the blessings corresponding to what you see in nature or to what you're experiencing. But we go with the Rama, that even if a person did not run into the circumstance that would obligate them, we make all the 15 Birkot HaShachar every morning. That's what it says here. Now, wait. Remember the Shulchan Aruch said, Ksheyeor Mishnato, when you wake up from your sleep. So, now it's a new day. You thank Hashem for the blessings of the new day. Now, let's shift to another siman. In the end of the laws of Birkot HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if a person wakes up early, before the crack of dawn. Hamashkim kodem orayom. You're waking up early, before the crack of dawn. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're waking up. Mevarech kol seder habrachot, says the Shulchan Aruch. You make all the blessings of the day. If you're getting up now for the day, assuming it's after midnight, you can say all the blessings except for Hanoten Lasechvivina. You'll wait till daylight to say that. Netilat Yadayim, you might wait. But all the other blessings you're going to make. Now, says the Mishnah Brura, if you got up after midnight and you have to take care of something, and after a little bit you're going back to sleep for the rest of the night, you still could make these blessings, and then when you wake up in the morning you won't have to. Meaning the way we view these blessings is once midnight passes, so you're already in the new day with regards to these blessings. This is interesting. This is one of the rare places where midnight plays a role in halacha. Ordinarily midnight is more like a gzera drabanan, but here we say once midnight passes, so it's a new day with regards to all the wonderful things in our life, and we can make all the blessings except for Elokai Neshama, which is a blessing about waking up. You're not waking up for the day, so that you should really, you could say it without Hashem's name, you'll say it in the morning. And Amavir Shena, which is also a blessing which is about waking up in the morning. These two blessings are really about waking up, and if you're not really getting up for the day, so then these two blessings you should say when you wake up for the day. You don't have to make any of these blessings. His point is that you could, not that you have to. You can make them when you wake up in the morning. And Hamavir Shena Me'enai, the last blessing. Okay, but everything else you can say. Here again, the reason is because he's going back to sleep. Yeah? Because he's going back to sleep. He cannot make the blessings about waking up in the morning. That's a different question. That's another question. We can come back to that.